exception. Learn more at au.org/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday, September 18th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
It's 78 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Manhattan. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on September 12th that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we will talk about the death of Atlanta hip-hop star Rich Homie Quan. He died from unknown causes at the age of 34. Also in the next 30 minutes, during the American Civil War, most nurses were men. One exception was Mary Ann Bickerdike. This feisty, take-charge woman established field hospitals, laundries, and kitchens during the war. And along the way, she ruffled a few feathers.
The story goes at one point that some of the military commanders go to General Sherman and General Grant and say they need to control this woman who keeps interjecting herself in all these things. And their response is, we can't, she outranks us.
The story of Mother Bickerdike and her connection to the state of Kansas coming up shortly on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Don't forget, we have the BBC Proms coming up tonight at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations. Brahms on Schubert and a special orchestra made up of young Arab and Israeli musicians. All that coming your way on the BBC Proms tonight on KPR One.
Other situations where she meant to destroy lives.
Gretchen Kushner's new novel, Creation Lake, and the latest news, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines coming up next. The time is 3:30.
PR News, Washington.
Big down day on Wall Street. The Dow lost more than 400 points, down at least 1%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 436 points, down more than 2.5%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Congress is running out of time to pass a new farm bill, creating uncertainty around programs that keep farms running and needy families fed. Zane Irwin has more.
Every 5 years, lawmakers debate how to divvy up federal dollars for programs that fund crop subsidies and SNAP food benefits. In May, Kansas Democrat Charisse Davids voted against a proposed farm bill that would have cut funding for nutrition programs. Republican Tracy Mann supported the proposal and its enhanced benefits for farmers. Haley Kotler is a campaign director at the nonprofit Kansas Appleseed. She says disagreements over SNAP funding are stalling negotiations.
Everyone wants their own piece of the pie.
Congress has until September 30th to hammer out those details or give itself some more time to decide. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
A Kansas City Chiefs superfan will spend nearly two decades behind bars for his role in a string of bank robberies across multiple states. The Kansas City Star reports that 30-year-old Xavier Michael Babudar, who is well known for his online personality, Chiefsaholic, was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison without parole in Kansas City federal court yesterday. The judge also ordered him to pay nearly $600,000 in restitution. Bobby Dar used a BB gun in a string of robberies across seven states, during which he stole nearly $850,000. Prosecutors say his robbery spree helped bankroll the purchase of expensive tickets to Chiefs games at home and away. The Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane was temporarily evacuated last night. Investigators suspect that a lithium battery exploded and started a fire, which triggered overhead sprinklers. KWCH-TV reports that a lithium battery inside a portable radio sitting on an office chair was the likely source of the fire. Firefighters from Mulvane responded. Damage was limited to some offices. No one was hurt. Sunshine for the rest of this afternoon with highs in the upper 70s, hovering around 80 in some locations. Mostly clear skies tonight and cooler with a low in the lower 50s. You're listening to KPR and it's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
His absence.
NPR's Rodney Carmichael helping us there to remember Rich Homie Kwan, who died yesterday. Rodney, thanks.
Thanks so much. Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? I done met a few bands on the walk through. I done met a few bands on the walk through. People don't know now.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. On a lonely, windswept hill, a small cemetery looks down on the town of Ellsworth. That cemetery is named in honor of a woman whom Civil War soldiers simply called Mother. Becky Tanner explains more in this report from KMUW Radio in Wichita.
Out on the Kansas prairie, Mary Bickerdyke redefined the Victorian roles of women. Nurse, lawyer, comforter, she rallied and inspired. But even before that, during the Civil War, she became a national hero with soldiers affectionately nicknaming her Mother, or Cyclone, in Calico. The Bickerdyke Home Cemetery near Ellsworth is a lasting tribute to a woman who believed cleanliness and compassion were the cure for almost everything that ailed you.
She herself was a widow and had two sons off to war. She gets there, she sees the conditions and the situation in these Civil War camps. She just saw the lack of cleanliness and challenges that existed in these camps.
That's Ken Spurgeon, a Civil War and Kansas historian, film producer, and assistant professor at Friends University. Mother Bickerdyke is one of his favorite Civil War characters.
We have to understand this is a period where women aren't yet nurses. Men are nurses during the Civil War. She's seeing how she can serve and how she can help the cause.
On the battlefields, she established laundries and kitchens, dressed wounds, and chastised Army surgeons for their uncleanliness.
And before the whole thing's over, there's going to be hundreds. I mean, I've seen terms like 200 or 300 hospitals that are pretty much started by Mother Bickerdyke. And she's also right there on the scene during 18 or 19 campaigns, including Vicksburg and Chattanooga. And Atlanta, the March to the Sea. Hands and feet-wise, she was the greatest nurse of the Civil War.
And for some men, that was a problem. She was, in a word, bossy?
Yeah, she gets into trouble because she was probably pretty forceful. Several of the officers did not like her nosiness. And the story goes at one point that some of the military commanders go to General Sherman and General Grant and say they need to control this woman who keeps interjecting herself in all these things. And the response is, she outranks us.
That attitude served her well after the Civil War. She was an advocate for war-weary veterans who decided to start their lives over in Kansas. And now, her legacy is reflected at the Mother Bickerdyke Memorial Cemetery. It holds 32 women who were Civil War nurses, widows, or daughters of Civil War veterans. All the stones at the Bickerdyke Cemetery are marked the same, with crosses. A larger stone lists all the names of the women buried there. It's in tribute to a woman once called a cyclone in Calico.
That story comes to us from Becky Tanner with KMUW Radio in Wichita. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-70s. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Morning Edition. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Friday, September 13th, puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' books to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then video of gang members in an Aurora, Colorado apartment building had right-wing media declaring the city's takeover by Venezuelan gangs. Police say that's hyperbole. This is actually just about a dispute with a landlord. It's all coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Looks to be a very nice weekend for this time of year. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s, lows in the upper 40s tomorrow night, highs back into the mid-80s for Sunday. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence and 80 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is All Things.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. It's 78 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org.
78 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
This cistern, except maybe that it still exists at all.
Yes, we must disclose zero secret symbols, zero ancient archives were found in the rainwater receptacle after it was uncovered.
Sorry to burst your bubble, National Treasure fans.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will have a conversation with Washington Post's aging columnist, Anne Lamott. She did a lot of NPR commentary back about 20 years ago. But what does it mean to get older in the United States? Anne Lamott has been thinking about it. Talk about that. Plus, a conversation with filmmaker Lana Wilson about her new documentary called Look Into My Eyes, exploring the world of New York City psychics. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
Don't forget, we have the BBC Proms coming up tonight on your KPR1 stations at 7 o'clock, the greatest music festival in the world. We will hear excerpts tonight featuring Brahms and Schubert and much more. That's coming up tonight following All Things Considered on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, stay tuned for Snap Judgment. Woohoo! Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-70s. The time is 4:20.
Refugee family in Maine on All Things Considered for NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations. It's weekend, All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting Sarah Smarsh reading from her new book of essays, Bone of the Bone, on September 12th at 7 at Liberty Hall. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
I knew speaking of the music today, but having flashbacks to the 90s. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. It is 420 News is coming up next.
Legislative session in the wake of the Appalachee High School shooting to pass laws to address the issue of gun violence. A Kemp spokesperson said that now is not the time for politics. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Congress is running out of time to pass a new farm bill, creating uncertainty around programs that keep farms running and needy families fed. Zane Irwin has more.
Every 5 years, lawmakers debate how to divvy up federal dollars for programs that fund crop subsidies and SNAP food benefits. In May, Kansas Democrat Charisse Davids voted against a proposed farm bill that would have cut funding for nutrition programs. Republican Tracy Mann supported the proposal and its enhanced benefits for farmers. Haley Kotler is a campaign director at the nonprofit Kansas Appleseed. She says disagreements over SNAP funding are stalling negotiations.
Everyone wants their own piece of the pie.
Congress has until September 30th to hammer out those details or give itself some more time to decide. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
All six CEOs at the state universities in Kansas are getting pay raises after conducting performance reviews with each CEO earlier this year. The Kansas Board of Regents has voted to distribute pay raises between 4% and 6%. University of Kansas Chancellor Douglas Girard will get a 6% raise that will put his new annual salary at $695,000. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Girard's current salary is almost five times larger than the average professor's salary. Dan Shipp, the president of Pittsburgh State, will also get a 6% raise, putting his new salary at $304,000. Richard Linton, the president of Kansas State University, was given a 4% raise that brings his new salary to $588,000 per year. And Ken Hush, the president of Emporia State, gets a 5% increase, bumping his new salary to $301,000. Black bear sightings in Kansas are more common now than ever since they were pushed to regional extinction in the 1800s. Conservation efforts and reintroduction programs have led to black bear populations rising in neighboring states. Black bear sightings are most common in southeast and southwest Kansas. Kansas biologist Matt Peek says black bears are creeping into the corners of southern Kansas.
It's not an indication that there's any shortcoming in the habitats that they came from. These young bears move outside of established range looking for their own home range.
Peek says staff at the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are interested to see if some young bears stay in Kansas and how Kansans can adjust to living alongside them. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 40s, bouncing back into the mid-80s for a high on Sunday. This is KPR. It's 435.
Considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, presenting Pop-Up Science, National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
News headlines coming up at 5:01. Stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered coming right up.
One of Kansas City's great guitarists takes the spotlight on this week's Live at Green Lady Lounge when we hear from the Danny Embry Trio. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Hope you'll join us live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
From NPR News, this is All Things
Financial Institutions and Established Companies Around the World, where innovation meets the law. This is NPR.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1, Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows in the lower 50s. I feel bad for you, son. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs in the mid-70s. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
77 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Emporia. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. Many other frequencies as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stick around. Coming up in our next half hour, the death of hip-hop star Rich Homie Quan surprised a lot of analysts and people who follow hip-hop, particularly in Atlanta. We'll learn the latest. Also in this next half hour, remembering a woman who established hundreds of field hospitals during the Civil War. In Ellsworth, a cemetery is dedicated in her name. That is coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, it's the BBC Proms Concerts, the greatest music festival in the world. Tonight, the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. It's made up of young Arab and Israeli musicians, and its co-founder Daniel Barenboim will conduct them in Brahms' Violin Concerto and some Schubert tonight, the Great Symphony. Join us on your KPR1 stations at 7 o'clock for the BBC Proms. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s.
Support for
a spy arrives in rural France. Her goal, to sabotage an agrarian commune.
She sets out to destroy people's lives, and the only backstory she shares with the reader is other situations where she meant to destroy lives.
Rachel Kushner's new novel, Creation Lake, and the latest news, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 7 o'clock, on your KPR station, 7 to 10 a.m., Weekend Edition Saturday, with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Outdoors Unscripted Festival launch event, September 7th at Cider Gallery in Lawrence, kicking off a year of planning for an annual three-day celebration of Midwestern outdoor adventure. Tickets at OutdoorsUnscripted.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. It's 5:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas City Chiefs superfan will spend nearly two decades behind bars for his role in a string of bank robberies across multiple states. The Kansas City Star reports that 30-year-old Xavier Michael Bapudar, who is well known for his online personality Chiefsaholic, was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison without parole in Kansas City federal court yesterday. The judge also ordered him to pay nearly $600,000 in restitution. Bapudar used a BB gun in a string of robberies across seven states, during which he stole nearly $850,000. Prosecutors say his robbery spree helped bankroll the purchase of expensive tickets to Chiefs games at home and away. Bapudar pleaded guilty in February to three charges in connection with a string of robberies or attempted robberies of nearly a dozen banks and credit unions in Iowa, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Tennessee, Minnesota, Nevada, and California. The Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane was temporarily evacuated last night. Investigators suspect that a lithium battery exploded and started a fire, which triggered overhead sprinklers. KWCH-TV reports that a lithium battery inside a portable radio sitting on an office chair was the likely source of the fire. Firefighters from Mulvane responded. Damage was limited to some offices and no one was hurt. Lawrence voters will decide this fall whether they want to choose the city's mayor for themselves. Right now, the position is selected by city commissioners. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that this November, voters will decide whether Lawrence should change its form of government to one where the mayor is directly elected by the people. Lawrence currently uses a commission manager form of government with five elected city commissioners and an appointed city manager. The commissioners are elected at large, and the commission chooses one of its own members each year to serve as mayor. The proposal on the ballot on November 5th would have some key differences from the current structure. The number of commissioners would grow from 5 to 6, and not all of them would be at large. 4 of them would represent specific geographic districts that would be drawn up by the city. In addition to the 6 commissioners, Lawrence voters would directly choose another person for the role of mayor. It's 5:35.
Rodney, thanks.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. On a lonely, windswept hill, a small cemetery looks down on the town of Ellsworth, Kansas. That cemetery is named in honor of a woman, a Civil War soldier simply called Mother. Becky Tanner explains more in this report from KMUW Radio in Wichita.
Out on the Kansas prairie, she is reflected at the Mother Bickerdyke Memorial Cemetery. It holds 32 women who were Civil War nurses, widows, or daughters of Civil War veterans. All the stones at the Bickerdyke Cemetery are marked the same, with crosses. A larger stone lists all the names of the women buried there. It's in tribute to a woman once called a cyclone in calico.
That story came to us from Becky Tanner with KMUW Radio in Wichita. Thanks for joining us this evening here on KPR. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Mostly clear skies this evening with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-70s. You're listening to KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you a report.
NPR's Carrie Kahn is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got us some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Never quite know what you're going to get, but you do know that it's going to be from NPR, and it is going to be news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then details on the shooting of an American Turkish citizen in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. That woman died. She was a Seattle resident protesting ultra-right hardliner land grabs. We'll also take a gander at the Ticketmaster investigation that has been launched because of the way they handled Oasis ticket sales. It does feel like we're in the 90s right now. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
This is All Things Considered from and.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR quiz show. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.